12 staff at two private care homes in North Devon have been convicted of the organised and systemic abuse of adults with learning disabilities. They often punished those they were supposed to be caring for by putting them in an empty room with no food, heating or even a toilet. A director of the company, who was also a manager at the homes, was eventually sentenced to 28 months in prison. Other staff received suspended sentences. One of those affected was Ben, who was 25. He had already been moved to the home after being abused at Winterbourne View, the home exposed by Panorama in 2011. Ben's sister Emma Garrod and his mother Claire spoke to me a little earlier this morning. I asked them about Ben's situation when he was first moved to Vailston.
He actually left before the before Winterbourne View closed. So he went straight to Vailston. So they went to pick him up, so we didn't actually see Ben. So Vailston asked for 2 weeks before any contact, which we didn't really agree with, but, you know, we did take that one. After 5 weeks, we were still not allowed any contact with him. So obviously very early on, we knew that this wasn't going to be the placement that we were promised.
Because he had been abused at Winterbourne View care home, hadn't he?
Yes.
Yes,
he had his jaw fractured and he lost teeth. A nurse punched or kicked him in the face.
He moves to Vailston. You're not allowed to see him. Did they explain why?
They made many, many excuses. You know, like he's unsettled or you'll upset him or, you know, he's been misbehaving. You know, alarm bells were ringing very, very early on.
What happened when you eventually saw him?
We did start seeing him, but a lot of the time they'd cancel visits very quickly on the day or even when we were sat there waiting for him. But he had a lovely time with us, but when they came to pick him up, he looked terrified every time.
Emma, can you describe what your brother's like?
The best way to describe Ben is he's just a beautiful person. And I think he gives back so much more than you put into him. If you put the right care and support into Ben, you will get back so much more. In terms of his autism, he can be fairly noisy at times. But it also means that he has some behaviours that would be described as challenging.
It was after about 6 months you realised there was a problem. What did you do then?
I passed everything he was saying to the police. I was writing it on a computer. He just said one day, "Mum, can you get your pewter?" He'd been listening to an Emily Sandy song, Clown, and he said, "Is it nice to laugh through the glass?" And I said, "It depends, you know, if people are being kind or not." And it just all came out. And that's the thing. They think these people haven't got a voice, but actually he can tell anything he wants when he feels safe.
And what did he tell you?
It was awful. He told me how he'd been treated, kicked, punched, stripped naked, water poured on him, locked in a room, told me that, you know, they'd lock him in and they say, "Mind the spiders don't eat you," and, you know, it was cold. He was hungry sometimes, scared, very scared, and it just broke my heart. It really did.
And what could you do about it? Were you able to just say, "Look, I'm taking him out"?
No, by this time, it was 6 months after he was out. He went to an emergency placement when they closed Vailston. He went to a farm. To be honest, who were actually expecting Hannibal Lecter, how he's been portrayed on paperwork. But when they got him, they had to question if they've got the right person, because he was just very happy. And he was very happy going and collecting the eggs, and he's got good manners, you know, and he says please and thank you, and they really thought they had the wrong person.
How is he now?
He is damaged, but he is coming on because he's with a very, very good provider. It's going to take an awful long time. I mean, this is 5 years now already, but he'll never recover, ever, but he has to learn to trust.
Now, when it got to the court case, how were you treated? Did you think this is good? When the process started, did you think this will be good because we will be able to say what happened?
No, it was very clear that Ben didn't have a voice and the victims were on trial. The police looked after us really, really well, to be honest. And I sat there for 14 weeks every day, mainly to learn about my son. But it was very clear that they were going to be represented very badly or not represented at all. He had no voice. So they had an open goal. They could say what they wanted about them, and they lied and lied and lied.
Why do you say the victims were on trial?
Because the barristers would stand up and they even compared my son to a dog with canine episodes. It was just appalling.
But ultimately, of course, there have been these convictions. How do you feel about that?
Yes.
I mean, I think anyone who knew what Ben had been through and thought that that was their family member would be wanting the kind of longest sentence possible for the people involved. So I think it's fair to say that we were disappointed by the sentences, and we did form part of the group of people who asked for a lenient sentence review, and we welcome that one of the sentences was increased as a result of that.
And the whole process, Emma, for you watching, going through that whole court process, what was it like?
It you know, it tears you apart, definitely, and it tore the family apart, really. To know that you kind of go in there with an open mind and think there's an opportunity here to make sure that some justice is served, and then to kind of hear the kind of lack of understanding of the people, the victims involved, was really, really difficult, particularly as we understand Ben so well.
Have you both lost faith in the care system now?
We would have done, but Ben's with a very, very good provider now, and we're working together as a team. And we never thought we'd get the Ben that we had before Winterbourne back, but slowly, slowly, he is coming back. So a good provider has given us faith, and I think that's key.
Emma, Claire Garrard, thank you both very much.